Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. You can catch me on every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I can be heard on all platforms all around the world. Yay! I just want to jump on here so I don't forget, I didn't want to forget my Thursday. And I really don't have a topic. I have more than an encouraging word to you. You know, I know a lot of us in this world is going through so much, whether it's a loss of a family or, bills piling up, or, someone walked out of your life, or, finances, or, someone's on the verge of being homeless, car is repossessed, you have a business and you're not getting the amount you think you should be getting in revenue. Listen to me, long suffering. One thing about long suffering, it's going to bring some things out of you. It's going to bring a lot of stuff to the surface. And what God is trying to do in a lot of our lives, including me, he's peeling the onion back. You know, onion has many layers. I think onion is the only vegetable, fruit, whatever, has layers. I could be wrong. Has many layers. And once he gets to where he wants to be you at, and it's going to be amazing. And I know we go through things in life and people keep telling us, baby, just hold on. God heard your prayers, is right around the corner. And sometimes when you are in immediate need, you don't want to hear that, right? You don't pray like how Jesus prayed when he prayed so hard that he began to sweat blood or cry blood or something like that. And Jesus wanted the cup to pass from him. But nevertheless, he took up the cross and he took the cup. He drank it. And I'm not saying he literally drank. You know what I'm saying? He went ahead and did what he was called to do in life. And that's just like us. God called us to do many things before he can trust us with a lot of stuff that we've been asking for, praying for, and declaring from. It's a lot of stuff that he has to be removed and peeled away in life. You know what I'm saying? We don't understand why things happen in life or why people walk away from us or, God called people home, and when you think they're supposed to be down here longer than they're supposed to, we don't know. But life goes on. You know, it's sad to say life goes on. Life does not stop because you're having a bad day. Life does not stop because someone passed away. I'm just saying, life does not stop because your finances is out of order or your car been repossessed or whatever. Life does not stop. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep pressing in. You got to continue to walk this path that God has called us. You got to continue to pray. You got to continue to believe. He said, faith as small as a mustard seed. You know how small mustard seed is? Mustard seed is so small. That's so small. Like itty bitty 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 small. You can't see me what I'm doing. But that's how much faith God is asking us we are required to have. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes God tells us not now. Sometimes he says no. We don't understand why. But at the end of the day, God could be protecting us for something. At the end of the day, God is doing some amazing works from behind scenes that we don't know what he's doing. Don't give up. Don't go back to the world. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been going through so much trials and tribulations. Honestly, because this is my, Angela Bless Show. We're going to keep it real. We're going to talk. And I said to God, I'm in dire need. I'm in need. And I'm praying to God. I said, God, I'm praying to you. And I'm talking to these scriptures. And I'm quoting these scriptures. And I'm believing. I'm having faith. And I said I was doing better when I was in the world. It's, the wicked is flourishing while your people is like sinking. They're asking for help. Why are you helping your people? And I just went frantic and went to throwing stuff in my car because I went to my car to start pouting and crying. And God, I said one word. And once I calmed down, the very things that I prayed for happened, right? I was impatient. I was impatient. I was speaking words that the enemy wanted me to speak out of my mouth. You got to remember that thing that we call tongue in your mouth. Oh my God, it has a power to start a fire. It has the power to turn people against the wrong people. It has the power to manipulate people if you try to use it that way. We have the power to stop our blessing from coming or delaying our blessing from coming in life. So for those of you that are going through long suffering, for those of you who are waiting on God to open these doors, you can't just sit there and expect something to happen. You got to continue to go. Just as life goes on and as the world goes round, you have to continue to press in, just like a woman about to get birth. When it's time for certain women to get birth, some may have succession, some may have it natural, but each time it's the labor pain, it's the pain that causes her to press in, it's the pain that she has to endure. They say being pregnant is like near to death, and I can admit to that. Oh my God, I can admit to that. My last son I had, Ryan Gandy, I was about that. I felt death walking around my bed when I was about to push him out. My heart rate was going up. They was telling people they had to get out the room. I was about to panic, but I had to stay calm and focus on pushing my son out. You know, but glory to God that he came out as precious as he is. Amazing, amazing young man. But at the end of the day, we got to trust in God and what he wants us to do in life. Nothing's too hard for God. We just have to wait. And while we're waiting, continue to work, continue to help others in the way that God called you to help others. Continue to keep his oath. Continue to speak his word. And don't go back to the streets. The streets don't love anyone. The enemy don't love anyone. But look, guys, listen, I love you. I hope I encourage someone today. Nothing's too hard for God. If he can make a river in the desert, what do you think he could do for you? If he divided the sea for Moses when the enemy was on his tail, what can he do for you? If he sent a ram in the bush for Abraham, what can he do for you? If Jacob fought an angel because he wanted his blessing so bad, what do you think he could do for you? Huh? It is well, guys. I love you. Continue to be blessed. This is Angela Bless, and I approve this message.